Chapter 11. Events after the robbery. 3 days after the robbery, one of the men who was there went to Fagin's house. Fagin was furious.
"Where are Sykes and the boy?"
Fagin shouted.
"The owners of the house shot the boy. We ran away with the boy and they followed us with dogs. They were very close. Finally, we left the boy lying in a field. I don't know if he's alive or dead."
Fagin immediately ran out of the house. He went into a public house and spoke to a man sitting in the corner.
"Will Monks be here tonight?"
Fagin asked.
"Monks?"
he replied.
"Of course, if you wait."
"No, no,"
interrupted Fagin.
"Tell him I need to see him immediately."
He left the public house and continued to Bill Sykes's house. He found Nancy there alone. Nancy was crying.
"Where are Bill and Oliver?"
Fagin shouted.
"I don't know," she cried.
Fagin didn't believe her, but he left and went home. On the corner of the street, a dark figure came out of a doorway. It was Monks. They went into Fagin's house. They sat down in a dark room and spoke in low voices. Fagin told him about Oliver.
"It was badly planned. Where is Oliver now?" asked Monks.
"I don't know. Perhaps he's dead."
"No!" shouted Monks. "I told you from the start I don't want him dead. I know Oliver's identity. I know who his parents were. I want to hurt him, but I don't want him to die."
Suddenly, Monks jumped to his feet.
"There's someone here,"
Monks said. They ran to see who it was, but they only saw the empty stairs.
"It was your imagination,"
said Fagin.
"I know I heard someone," replied Monks, trembling.
The two men searched the house, but didn't find anyone.